This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, February 25th. Well, wheat markets holding strong yesterday, despite a corn market that really is struggling to get some traction here, and a soybean market that looked like it wanted to continue to push higher, but struggling at the previous day's high. In wheat, we managed to push higher again. We had Kansas City just popping up above that high from mid-January, and Minneapolis getting close to that. Chicago not quite as close as Minneapolis or Kansas City. This morning, however, we're giving pretty much all of that back. The market is under some pressure late in the day, late in the night session, as export sales were pretty disappointing. And now the weather forecast is bringing rain into southern Brazil and northern Argentina for next week. So we're still looking at a stretch of about 5 to 6 days where we're looking at more dry weather and some warm temperatures, not high heat, but certainly warmer than normal in that region. But just the hint of rains coming into next week as this crop moves into pollination definitely takes some of the bullish enthusiasm away from the row crops, and that's starting to lean on wheat as well. In wheat, we're also looking at European prices that have surged. With the Russian FOB offers basically evaporating, as you head into March and you're going to see a 50 euro a ton tax on Russian wheat exports, their offers have just disappeared. And especially even as you get into new crop, there really aren't any offers. So buyers have switched over to Europe, which has become the cheapest in the world because of the rally in U.S. futures prices. So as the European prices have rallied back up to their recent highs, and some even pushing higher, now we're seeing the U.S. prices start to tag along with that. So we're, instead of competing with the Black Sea, now we're competing with the Europeans. And the European supplies are as tight as anybody's, for that matter. You know, Russia has plenty of wheat, but they got a huge tax. We have adequate supplies of wheat. But Europeans, they had a relatively short crop, so they're in a tight supply situation. And French prices, which are kind of the barometer of the European prices, they've started to surge again. So that's what's also supporting U.S. futures prices. In fact, they've rallied up to a 7.5-year high. So clearly, strength over in Europe is going to support U.S. futures prices. But again, this morning, everything is under some pressure as the corn and bean markets react to the potential for rain to come into South America. So beans, which had been trading really about 20 cents higher in the night session, as we went into the break, they're down 5. Corn, which had been basically just kind of steady with the night session, is now down 10. So clearly under some pressure there. And that's pulled wheat off of its highs as well. Kansas City was trading about steady to slightly lower through the night session, and now it's down about 9 into the break. So we're definitely getting a pullback here. But at least with wheat, we don't have a new harvest around the corner from any major exporter at the earliest until the U.S. starts harvesting in June, or very late May for that matter. And the southern hemisphere is done. Argentina has basically shut off their wheat exports. Australia is just in the tail end of their exports. So there's no new supply coming into the market for wheat, and prices continue to push higher, as we just talked about, in Europe. And Russia is out of the picture. For corn and beans, you do have a major harvest going on in Brazil, for as difficult as it's been, and as difficult as the entire growing season has been for both Brazil and Argentina, for beans and corn. It is entering the harvest season, and we do have rain in the horizon for those crops that are still yet to pollinate. So we do expect to see some harvest pressure come there, unless the rains don't come in Argentina and southern Brazil next week, then that stretches the dry spell through the pollination period. So it's obviously a very important rain coming. In the meantime, that would add some consistent pressure to the market, at least in the short term. But again, getting back to wheat, we really don't have that. but I probably would suggest that wheat, because we're at a significant resistance point and you got pressure coming in corn and beans, we'll probably see the wheat stall out here and basically trade around in its probably in a trading range that the highs have likely been established, and the lows would be the lows that were put in here a few weeks ago in the Kansas City May at around the 610 to 615 level. And we're sitting at around 650 now. So there's a fair amount of pressure that could still come into the market in the short term. But again, longer term, I do think there's likely some widespread damage from the massive cold snap here a week and a half ago, and the lack of a harvest pressure around the corner. As we head into the growing season, we'll likely add some weather premium to the complex. Export sales this morning were pretty small. A wheat, 182,000 tons was all. That was below the low end of the range of estimates from 250 to 850. In corn, 600,000 tons, that was in the middle of the range of estimates from 2 to 1.3 million. And soybeans at 239,000 tons, that was at the low end of its range of estimates from 200,000 to 1.3 million. So clearly the high prices are backing away from export sales, but also this would reflect the Chinese New Year celebration where the buyers were pretty much absent. So we kind of expect to see a drop in export sales, but this was a pretty healthy drop. So I think the bottom line for today is that the rains in the forecast now, which were kind of a surprise for South America, are going to add some pressure to corn and beans, and that's going to pull some of the support away from wheat. And just kind of my guess, considering what was going on late in the night session, that we'll continue to see some pressure into the day session, and we'll probably see more of a risk-off type of attitude. After an impressive run, in particular with wheat, but also soybeans, we'll probably do for a correction anyway. And again, with harvest impending in South America, that's likely going to add some longer-term pressure to the row crops. But as we get into the growing season, which is just a few weeks away, in the Central Plains, my guess is that we're probably going to try to add some weather premium to the wheat space. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.